This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And joining us by technology, read that, telephone, should be Chad Bally. Chad, are you there?
Yes, sir. How are you?
Yeah, we're fantastic. Good. It's good to hear your voice.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're just saying that because otherwise we'd have to stall. So, you're working on the famous Bally Bomber. How's it going?
It's going slow. He's into all the, just the real small plumbing and wiring and, working in tight spaces into the access panels and, just the real tedious stuff at this point.
So you're 90% done and 90% left to go, or you're actually beyond that point?
Probably about 90% done and probably 120% to go, yes.
When do you anticipate first engine start?
Maybe in a year.
That's good.
You got a
that's
long good. Way to go yet.
Because it's such an ambitious project.
Yeah, right now with him, he's working all the, all the lines. And you got 8 carbs in there and 6 fuel pumps and 4 shutoffs and 8 ignitions and 4 alternators. And, the wiring and the plumbing just, it starts to become miles of it.
Yeah, it's far more involved than you ever thought, I imagine.
I was going to say, that's way too much to discuss this early on a Saturday morning.
Oh, I know.
How do you guys make sure you didn't forget some small detail when you're doing systems?
I think you just hope you did it all right the first time, and when you start to test and fire up stuff, you don't have a dead end or a dead circuit.
Or smoke.
Or smoke or a mysterious drip coming from somewhere.
Oh, yeah. That wouldn't be much fun.
I was going to say, you guys must have a to-do list or a to-be-done list that's got to be a quarter of a mile long.
Well, it's not even so much of a you guys thing. Jack works on this solo. This is one guy doing all the work.
Okay. A quick recap. Exactly what is the Bally Bomber for us that are ignorant?
The Bally Bomber is the only one-third scale B-17.
One-third scale. Wow.
That's a tiny B-17. And
Where did you find a one-third scale pilot?
They're still working on that.
Yeah, that's the trick. Why one-third scale B-17?
There was other airplanes he was looking at, B-24s, B-25s, and the B-17 was the only one that would actually scale down proper.
Proper, and meaning leaving enough room for someone to actually get in and fly it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's originally, set up as a tandem, as a two-seater front and back, but it's going to be more of a one-seater now, just because he's running out of room in the cockpit.
Oh, yeah, too many instruments and switches and levers and knobs.
Yeah, and he's getting to the point where he's looking at the space, to start getting the input controls put in there, and it's like, where is this going to go?
Yeah.
When you guys are ready to fly this thing, who's going to be the test pilot?
Jack's got a couple people in mind. Nobody's been definitively set yet.
Well, I guess a B-17 rating means nothing in this particular instance.
Not really. I mean, it may. I don't know if we've got too many, B-17 pilots, still out there. That might want to take it under, but I mean, it's a true 17, in all the senses.
So you're hoping it'll fly a lot like the real B-17.
It should fly exactly like the real 17.
Oh, that's good. When you guys get this airplane done, are you planning on campaigning it on the air show circuit by any chance?
It might happen. That'll depend on the pilot he chooses.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see that. I mean, just to celebrate the effort to build something like that.
I was going to say,
better bring it here.
I was going to say, you've got to bring the Bally Bomber here, definitely. If nowhere else, you've got to bring her here.
That'll be here for showing.
Okay, good. We look forward to it.
Now, when you were scaling this thing down, how hard have you attempted to keep the appearance actual as the to a B-17? Like, obviously, you couldn't scale down this radial engines. I mean, so I'm assuming you've got some other engine. You're going to make it try and look like a radial from the front, a fake panel or something on it.
It does. The nacelles look, true to the B-17. The radials, there just was nothing when it came time to mount engines. There was nothing out on the market radial-wise. I know there was a few in production and still in, their test phase, and so he went with the Hearth engine.
Okay. So you'll put, a fake cylinder-looking bank thing in front of it?
Yeah, exactly.
That's cool. You got to do what you got to do to make it fly,
Right. And, with a build like this, there's not readily, there's not parts out there, so... And it wasn't a small radial yet, so he just kind of had to, bite the bullet and, take away from the true radial and, just go with the two cycles.
Sure. In order to keep the project moving along, you got to make some decisions.
Yeah, you can't wait for something to be invented that you need.
I'm curious about one part of the airplane here. What did you do for landing gear with the Bally Bomber?
The landing gear is actually from a Cherokee 180.
Okay, I was wondering because I didn't know if you guys had custom designed and had manufactured the landing gear, built them yourselves, or adapted something that was already out there.
So we adapted the Cherokee 180 gear. Just with, you know, a few modifications on it. The scissors have been adjusted from like a 9-inch to a 4-inch motion, and you know, a couple other like minor adjustments. But the 180 gear works perfect for it. I mean, absolutely perfect.
So it will obviously be full retracting gear then.
Yes.
Cool. That's
main gear and tail gear.
Here's a question. You're building a scale B-17. Have you talked to any groups that own full size B-17s to get advice, to get help?
He has. There's up in Rockledge, Illinois, and for the life of me, I can't remember the name. I think it's the Desert Rat, maybe, is up that way. But he's only an hour away from a full B-17 restoration, and he goes up every once in a while to, you know, either check measurements or, you know, just discuss a few things on the, you know, on the airplane.
And maybe just to recharge his batteries a little bit.
Yeah.
I was going to say there that did he design this or did he have some assistance with the engineering that went behind it?
No, he designed this.
So this is a total from scratch project, and he's done all the legwork on it and bent the metal as well.
100%, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, that's an undertaking.
That is. A B-17 is not an easy airplane to build, for sure. There was, well, it's a B-17.
Well, how many people did it take to build the real one, you know?
Yeah, it took a lot of people
and
to build
the real. Here he's doing it all on his own.
And not to mention the army of people behind them that actually designed this. And this is a solo effort. Has he ever recruited help from, say, other home builders?
No, it's pretty much been, you know, him and maybe a few other guys. If he's come across something, like I know the engine covers, you know, they were trying to spin them, so guys that knew how to spin, he had come out to the shop and teach her how to do it for the most part, and then he'll take what he learns and just go forward from there.
What does the FAA think of the project? I guess they're just licensing it as an experimental.
Yeah, they're treating it no different than any other home built.
Oh, well, that's good. That's at least one less worry.
I was going to say, you know, this is a four-engine complex aircraft. What are you guys going to do with regards to training when it comes your turn to fly it?
Be very, very careful.
Yeah,
pretty much. You know, he'll get a pilot with, you know, a lot of hours and get full engine time, and, you know, there's still a lot of the work for, you know, checklists and, you know, procedures and all that. I mean, it may be one-third the scale, but, you know, it's still a B-17, and it still has complicated systems to it, so there's going to be a lot of checklist riding.
Yeah. Now, I can just imagine you're flying into an airport you've never been to, and the air traffic controller looking out the tower window swears he's got a B-17 on final. I guess that's part of the goal.
I don't know if you've seen the website, but our opening page, we got some aerial photos of it, and we did them in black and white, you know, to make it look like World War II reconnaissance photos, basically. And there's nothing really in the picture to give you scale, and it looks like a genuine B-17.
What is the website?
The website is theballybomber.com.
That's B-A-L-L-Y?
Yes, sir.
There you go. So, okay, at this point in time, the plane has not actually flown, so these are like artist conceptions kind of things?
They're actually, you know, actual photos of the plane.
Okay, cool.
I thought you guys might be doing a little Photoshop magic there, which is okay. That's cool. It's promoting the product.
Now, when the airplane is in flight configuration with a pilot in it, the cockpit area appear as a real B-17, or have you had to leave like an area clear so you can see out of the darn thing?
It appears just like a B-17. The windscreen is the only place on the airplane that didn't come down true to scale. If he kept it true to scale, there was only going to be like 2 inches of windscreen to look out.
Right.
So he just, you know, increased the windscreen a little bit, but unless we point it out or tell you that that's not scale, you can't even tell.
Okay. Well, that's going to be really cool. How do you get in and out of it? Does it open like a canopy?
Yep, it opens.
Okay, so that's the first thing that's going to throw people. They see a B-17 taxi up, and then the lid opens, and one guy climbs out.
Well, you know, they're going to be onto it because of the size. It's one-third the size
right.
of the actual
B-17. Well, it depends how far away you are. I've seen giant-scale models that I swore were real airplanes
yep.
until I walked right up to them.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be the case.
If you look at the website as well, we've got it sitting next to a Cessna 140.
Okay.
And it really gives you a true sense of scale.
We'll definitely have to take a look at that.
So how many people have called in and said, boy, that's the biggest Cessna 140 I've ever seen?
We had a lot of traffic on the website and our Facebook page when we put those photos up.
Yeah, a lot of people started. I'm sure there was confusion at first.
And I think when we had them next to each other, we started going wingtip to wingtip with each one of them with the tape measure. And I think we figured out the 140 beat the Valley Bomber by like 4 inches in wingspan.
Oh, geez. Wow. No kidding.
So what was the website again?
It's thevalleybomber.com.
All right. Very good. I want to thank you for joining us, Chad. It's been a great conversation, and I can't wait to see this thing fly up here.
Chad, we'd like to talk to you again next year to see how the progress is going on the Valley Bomber. So please get back in touch with us and reschedule for next year. We want to hear all about it.
Hopefully, we might be doing it in person next year. Keep your fingers crossed. We might actually bring it up next year.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
Oh, yeah. We definitely want that. That'd be great.
All right. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.